知道。
One more time for your host, Darren, everybody. Let me hear it. Hey, folks, how are you doing? I'm just gonna be quick because I know you're all waiting for it. What's your name, man?
No, I'm not doing anything yet. Are you from Australia?
I am. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's settle down.
Fosters, man.
Can I just tell you? No one fucking drinks Fosters in Australia.
You realize Fosters is made in like New York now?
I also do ventriloquism.
It's still Australian for beer, though.
It's Australian for shite, is what it is. Is this your guitar?
Yes, it is.
That's awesome.
I love Australian beer.
Let's start on the Foster's issue first. Do you feel very strongly about it?
I love kangaroos also.
Alright, marvelous. Then you've covered all the bases. You just don't want me to talk about your sweet keytar. That's why you're avoiding the issue.
Go ahead, dude.
What happened to the keytar, man? When did it become like a joke instrument? It was in the 80s. It was fucking cool, and then all of a sudden, and that doesn't happen with any other instrument. It wasn't like people are like all of a sudden, nice viola, dickbag. You know, but for some reason, keytars. I don't know. I think they're cool. I like them.
Do you want the answer to that?
Do I want the answer to what? To what happened to keytar? Oh, here we go. It's a fucking debate.
Hey, Darren!
Here we go. Yeah, turn him on, Darren.
I have an answer for his question. The keytar went from like the cool to the shmool?
To shmool? Well, because people started making up words around it?
No. Because of the guitarist at the time.
Fine.
He thought it was a...
Can I get 12 more minutes?
No, this is for real. He thought it was pushing into what he was going to do.
But here's the thing.
In the 70s and the early 80s, the keyboard rocked. But then, in the 90s, it fucking grunge to grunge, man. And the keyboard was nothing to be seen. Nothing. I used to play around here in different bands, and I got shut down. I got shut down because I was playing a goddamn fucking keyboard. Back then, it was three guitars and a bass player, man.
What's your name, man?
Rich Experience.
Okay, Rich Experience, that's your name?
Yes.
Okay, I think we have the answer to why the keytar is no longer cool. Because people like to give fucking 5-minute diatribes about it. That's awesome. You are a keytar. I didn't realize it was such a fucking proudful movement. Yeah. I wasn't dissing it. I was asking you a question. It was a rhetorical question, but you can look that up, by the way, when you go home.
Let's have your stand-up.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of taken aback by the whole... I didn't realize... this is marvelous. Who's this who's just come in? What's your name, man?
Ken.
Ken, we're pleased to have you. How do you feel about the keytar, Ken?
About what?
The keytar.
Oh,
nicely done. One more time for Ken. Thank you very much, Ken. The controversial issues of the day, keytars. How we doing, everybody? I knew this was a good idea. So I want to tell you an old story and then follow up with a new story. Is that cool? So a while ago, I saw this ad in Chicago for a hospital, and they were bragging about their brand new MRI machine. And it said, with this new scanner, we can accommodate patients that weigh up to 550 pounds. I thought, if you weigh 550 pounds, I'm pretty sure I can make a snap diagnosis as to what the problem might be without resorting to magnetic resonance imaging, you know? You're 550 pounds. I'm pretty sure I can figure that out with a bathroom scale. According to the readout, you are fucking huge. Don't think we'll be needing House to solve this particular medical mystery. But here's the thing. I was telling someone that story, and they told me that apparently in this hospital in St. Louis, if you're too large for the MRI there, they send you to the zoo. And I think that's a clear sign that you should put the funnel cake down. Do you know what I mean? If you're standing in line behind a hippopotamus waiting for a checkup, you know? What's wrong with you? And the hippo's like, brrr! And you're like, is that glandular? I'm pretty sure mine is glandular. Let's get back to the keytar. Let's not. You guys enjoying summer?
Yes! No, actually.
No, you're not? Why are you not enjoying summer? I'll wait till you're finished. What's going on? Wait.
Waxing vagina.
It's your job.
You wax vagina?
Yes.
Do you have a wax vagina? I have one that I keep over my bed set. I made it myself for my live model.
You mean rheostat?
I like to drop the word rheostat into my set now and again.
Rheostat my vagina.
Rheostat my vagina. Please. Henny Youngman came up with that a while ago. This is marvelous. Once again, for all the acts you've seen tonight, you've seen these gentlemen over there. Were you baggy? Are you part of Baggy Time, or are you just ancillary to Baggy Time? The Grand what? The Grand United. And then and Mary Beth is. Are you Baggy Time on your own?
Yeah.
Please, I'm douche Baggy Time. And then Jen, you're very good. I enjoyed your voice. That was cool. You guys going to street fairs, anyone? Street fairs?
Lollapalooza.
That's not really a street fair, unless you've ever tried to park in Grand Park. It's not quite a street fair. Street fairs are the free ones, not the one where it's 180. West Fest.
Still not free, but a donation.
It's in your name?
Donation.
You, if you ride your bike, you get in for free. What if you steal a bike? Does that? I don't like the summer in Chicago, man. I'm like the one person who doesn't, because I'm Irish, see? And we sort of have a fractious relationship with the sun. Because St. Patrick chased the sun out of Ireland in the 12th century. And ever since then, the sun has been hunting us down in other countries and burning the holy shit out of us. Some people call these freckles, I call them melanoma seeds. Do you say melanoma sucks? I'm glad somebody finally took a position on that issue. I hate all these pro-melanoma assholes walking up and down demanding federal funding for skin cancer. I'm just mesmerized by the keytar now, I can't get off it. It is a serious keytar. I didn't realize one would. People took the machine so seriously.
That's not a student model right here. That's like.
I haven't heard it yet. I'm breathless with anticipation to hear the keytar. I'm sorry if I offended you and your keytar brethren. I did offend it, didn't I?
He's okay.
Are you alright? I did. It happened to me last week. A guy was in here playing the tambourine. I made some crack about that, and he fucking busted me over the head with it. It's just me and instruments. I don't know what to do with it.
A French Canadian break a tambourine on stage. Like,
how do you know he was a French Canadian? Was he did he speak Quebecois?
Yes. Well, no. Yeah.
You don't know. This sounds like a made-up story. It fell apart at the most easiest cross examination.
I was playing with them on stage, and I talked to them. They're a French Canadian.
Never talk to a French Canadian. That's when they lose their shit.
Really.
He was weird.
Very weird.
He was étranger. I did want to talk about babies, Darren. Is that cool?
I like babies.
I have problems with babies. Do you guys know what babies are, right? Babies are the small creatures that are kind of shaped like people.
They got too many,
Yeah, and you walk into a party and you're like, cool, man, who brought all the dwarves? But they're not fucking dwarves, they're fucking babies. And babies, they have these giant heads and tiny faces. And you think, well, that must be because they have a lot of brains. But no, their heads are full of potato salad. And because they're idiots and they're also assholes. Babies, they trick you into, they what? They're parasites, I agree. And they trick you into playing these fucking games that last kind of forever. You know, I was playing it, this baby convinced me to play a game called Behind the Wall, Not Behind the Wall. And how it worked was, sometimes the baby was behind the wall, and then when he wasn't, I was supposed to act surprised. You know, and I thought, well, this is straightforward, this should take 5 minutes. But it didn't, it took an hour. And I looked at his parents, I was like, well, how do I get this to stop? And they were like, well, he likes you. And I was like, he doesn't like me, because if he liked me, he'd go away and leave me to slowly destroy myself with rum punch. This is my destruction of choice.
Mojito, man, mojito.
But what?
Mojitos, man.
What the heck, that doesn't make any sense. I said rum punch, and you, see, you don't like my stance on anything. For fuck's sake. I just mention a drink, you're like, no, orange juice! You don't know drinks, pussy, fuck you, mojitos. Sorry, man, what liquid would you like me to talk about? I have 15 minutes on different forms of matter.
Margaritas!
Margaritas.
Talk about them.
Talk about them. Talk about them, only if you buy me one. Do you like margaritas? Mildly. See, again, I'm really confused with your position. You don't sound like someone who's mildly interested in margaritas. You like them? Kind of, man, all right.
Mildly.
Jesus Christ, I'm working for it this week, man. It's much better when there's only one person here. This audience deal is fucking up the whole racket.
I think it's kind of funny hearing Irishmen talk about margaritas.
Really? You should hear a Spaniard talk about Guinness, it's hilarious! Guinness. What was that? That was terrible. Let's get back to the keytar. I think the problem with the keytar though, here's what I might think the only problem with it. No, it's a noble instrument, it was invented by the Elizabethans, and God bless them all. I think the problem is that occasionally you're forced into this position, aren't you? Where you have to do the full chord, and that kind of looks like nothing so much, but you're having some sort of seizure. What's that? I know you. I'm fucking around with you, for Christ's sake, man. Right now.
I just
can't
smile. That's why Von Moog invented the ribbon control.
Was he? He wasn't Von Moog, was he? Did he live in a castle? What? Von Moog, where he like created synthesizers during lightning storms. Von Moog, Baron Von Moog. As a new creation for you, Mr. Wonder. Stevie Wonder, first Moog synthesizer, right? What? Bob Moog. Yeah, it doesn't sound the same. I want to get off of here real quick, there. What can I get off on? Fuck. All right, we'll do. I'll tell you a song-related story because you're all musicians and you hate me. It's kind of song. No, it's just. It's more to do with the radio. I was listening to the radio today. And it was sad because I was sort of reminded of the time when I ran away from home. I was really young and I went down to the train station and I said to the ticket guy, I said, well, when's the next train leaving? And he said, well, that'll be the midnight train. And I said, well, where's it going? And he said, anywhere. So I thought, you know, some you win and some you lose and some are born to play the blues. And then I got a tap on the shoulder and I turn around and there's this singer in a smoky room with the smell of wine and cheap perfume. And it's Steve Perry from the band Journey. And he says, lighten up kid, one day I'm gonna write a song about you. And I said, I'd love to believe that, Mr. Perry, I really would, but I've stopped believing. And he said, well, don't. And I know some of you feel like singing right now, but if you could just hold on to that feeling. This bit goes on and on and on and on. All right, I'm done. Thanks very much, and I have a great trip.
And that's as far as keytars aren't too far away from the journey right there. It's very in there. But just wait, where did he go? Disappearing keytar players. A wee pee? Would you say a wee pee?
He's wee going wee pee. He's washing his hands right now.
I'm not gonna start into the Irish. No, I dated a lot of. I'm from Boston. I'm from Charlestown, man. I lived in Charlestown for many years. I dated a lot of Irish Catholic girls. I just got a message that was. I don't know. I got a message. I'm not a stand-up comedian like Adam, so I don't have any jokes. But I guess there's a request for some keytar. I think I want to hear Reptile Swap and Crawl. And I also want to hear Happy Cheese.
No, I'm not playing Happy Cheese.
No Happy Cheese?
Workface.
What about...
I don't play Happy Cheese.
No more Happy Cheese. No more Happy Cheese. What about, I got another one. Hold on. Well, Reptile Swap and Crawl Space. Work Face.
I'm playing that one. And, well, I can play Reptile Swap the rest of it. And Crawl Space. I'm not to play Work Face.
Yeah, Work Face. I was about to think of something else.
Oh, no, there's plenty.
I have all these songs in my head.
Monkey Food, Donuts.
Yeah, is this on? No?
Yeah, it's on. The green lights are blinking.
I'm going to take a picture.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. This is my friend. It's our dream to play guitar.
I need the activation, Darren. Activation of the keytar. No, I'm not actually.
Here, this one, the blue. Can you hear the people singing the songs of angry?
Signal.
Trusting the food science bullshit, that they told me that I wasn't fucking, I didn't know what I was doing, you know. I mean, sure, they didn't understand it all, but I'm patient with that. I'm very patient with that. But apparently my subconscious isn't, because I slept for 2 hours before coming here, and I had this dream. I went to a bar, a very dark bar, and in there it played semi-good music. But they had this aquarium, and in the aquarium was this fish floating around. And above the fish were these stalactites, you know, above the aquarium. And then I was served this beer, and I was drinking the beer, and all of a sudden, my teeth fell out. And they started reproducing in my mouth, and I had a mouthful of teeth, and I kept spitting it out. And there was this membrane, this red membrane, that came out with my teeth. And I kept spitting it out, and I'd stop, and I'm like, oh, I'm okay. But then it started happening again. And then I go back to the bar, and I drink more beer. And then, you know, after it happened a few times, I went back to the bar. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is filling up my beer
with the fucking water from the aquarium. And then I started to choke, and I'd wake up, and then I went back to sleep. I just lay back to sleep, and I'd have the same dream, and I'd choke, and I'd wake up. It's very bizarre. This is a song called Work Face. It's what you have when you go to work. It's not your true face. It's not who you are. I got my work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. Work face on. Hey there, how are you? Well, I'm fine, and how are you? I've got my work face on. Work face on. Asshole. Tweed. Jerk. Dumbass. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss my ass. Kiss your ass. There are songs that make you feel too much for what you want. I already played that, you dickwad.
Do you remember that song that was your birthday?
How about all
heads? That was like really...
I'll play a very sane song, actually.
I like the taste.
Where you were like more chaps. Okay, I'm keeping it on your space, man. I'm sorry. I'm still going to get this fabulous
This is a normal song, a very normal song. It's very different than that. It was a happy song, actually. This reminds me of back when I used to live in Naperville, Illinois. I had this little space in my closet. I had a big closet, big room.
They don't serve any beer in Naperville.
No, they don't. This is back when I was in fourth grade, actually, in my parents' place, and I was in the closet, and they had this hole in the closet. I used to crawl in there, and they had wood on the floor in this attic space. And I used to keep my Playboys and shit in there, you know? But I used to think about this girl I knew in school that I wish I could get up there and hang out with, and I had no idea why or how I would do it. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide into my crawl space. Porn and dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space, baby. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest girl in the fourth grade. Welcome to my crawl space. Welcome to my crawl space, baby.
Thank you.
was leaving my apartment like everyone does, and I was walking down the sidewalk, and what did I see? Well, I didn't have time for breakfast, but I looked down, and there was this lifesaver, a green lifesaver of all lifesavers, sitting there on the sidewalk, you know. There are these little ants, you know, just crawling around. And here comes this little fucking kid, you know. He's like looking at me, looking at him, you know, he's looking back at me. He lifts up his foot like he's gonna step on it. His mom, like, pulls him away in the last second. Just pulls him away.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I was coming up from work, you know, going on the same sidewalk, you know. Just rain. So all these worms are just crawling around, you know. Just crawling across the ground. I'm like, little worm, you know. Why aren't you just hanging out there wormy friends on the ground? Down in Barrington, Illinois, where you can swap your reptile or snake or frog or lizard for something else.
Reptiles for me.
cheap as I can.
This guy, he asked me what beers were like, and he just gave me. So what are you doing? Wait, do I have a pick? Do you have a pick?
I'll take it.
Hey! Give it up for Rich Experience again. Huh? How about that? Rich Experience. Up next is Rick. Hey, thank you guys. Oh, damn, never mind, I'm out of here.
I know, I'm good, yeah, chance to
not. Let me turn the guitar on.
Oh, that was you, scumbag. Kevin, you son of a bitch. Wait, what song should I do? Alright. I'm gonna do a Cure cover, if that's alright. Because I feel like, for Kevin, for you, dude, alright?
I promise.
Hey, man, for Rick there, playing some Cure. Supper being served as meal. Never did I like hamburger, and never did like steak. For my chicken's cat and the fries cooked the warm bag. Well, I stopped eating animals, and that finally did. I get that protein 'cause I eat kids. That was me, no Tommy, Michael, and me. I don't eat chickens and I don't eat cows. I don't eat animals, I eat children now. But I stopped eating animals, but I finally did. Josh wants to go home, 'cause he wants to go eat kids. Happy Shark Week, everybody. Thanks everyone for coming out. I really appreciate it. Good to see everyone.